Welcome back, stoners. I am your host, B.C. All right. And this is Stoner Talk, baby. And I'm sorry, I already sparked up. I know how I get it in, but I want to talk about something today, stoners, okay? Why isn't weed free? Why isn't it a part of a government package like welfare that we can get 3.5 grams a month or some shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Something small. It ain't got to be something big, something crazy. But, you know, once a month you get, well, I think 3.5 would be very small. But once a month you get in half an ounce. You know, everybody that applied for it and want it, you know, it's already been clinically proven to not, it does more, it helps the human body more than it hurts, if it hurts at all. And the only thing you can really talk about that actually hurts you is how you intake the weed. Like if you use blunts, such as cigar papers and things like that, the tobacco inside of the cigar paper will, you know, make you addicted to tobacco because tobacco is in it. But the weed itself is non-addictive. It's not, you know, anybody that want to quit, they usually do if you really want to quit and you have the incentive to do so. You know, weed is not addictive. 95% of the earth's population smokes weed. It is used in medical research to help cancer and other patients that are just in pain or that needs an appetite. You know, I think it should be handed out like government cheese. Everybody get a half ounce once a month. You know what I'm saying? And on 420, you get a whole ounce every, you know what I'm saying? And I say we should do this because you know how many people change their minds on doing hurtful things and messed up things and down bad things because they smoked a blunt and was like, you know what? Fuck it. Come on, talk to me, stoners. How many times were you in a bad situation and you was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. I ain't even worried about it. Hit your blunt and feel good. You know what I'm saying? I've done that on so many occasions. I think a lot of accidents would have been prevented. I think that them tiki torches down there in Carolinasville or whatever, or Charlottesville, I'm sorry, the Nazis, I bet if they all smoked the blood and chilled, they probably would have looked at each other like, why the hell are we walking out here hating on people with tiki torches? You know, it brings clarity to you. Weed was put here by God. This is not a man-made product. This is a plant that was put here by God. You know, did he want us to smoke it? Didn't he? I don't know. Maybe it was to, you know, so maybe weed was supposed to be Earth's aroma. Maybe the whole world was supposed to smell like weed. I don't know. But all I know is God put it here, and there's nothing. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say nothing God put here that would hurt you, because there's a lot of things. But you get dropped inside of a volcano, you're gonna hurt. But nah, I honestly sitting here thinking, why isn't weed free? Why isn't it handed out like government cheese? I don't know, stoners. What do y'all think about that? You know, like every human being, once you hit the age of 21 and you own your own home, apartment, home, loft, whatever you own is your, you have your own address, then that person gets an ounce of weed. And it'd be good weed too. You know what I'm saying? If you are, and we can do some diverse things with this. I mean, if you're a felon, you know what I'm saying? Then you can't get good weed. They send you Reggie. You know what I'm saying? You got to get Reggie till you get your life together. But I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do this, but I just think weed should be free. You know what I'm saying? I truly do. I think we should be free, stay free, and just hand it out. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't sell marijuana. I buy large quantities. And if my friends, man, I ain't got nothing to smoke. Here you go, bro. Smoke this. And while you hold on with that for later while you're chilling in your bed, relaxing with your woman, y'all smoke that together. Smoke this with me right now, and then here's a bag for you. You know what I'm saying? I want all my stoner friends to stay stoner friends and be happy. You know what I'm saying? Just be happy, man. Like, I just want everybody to be happy. And you know how we're going to do that? By being Stoners Unite.